The Environmental Protection Agency accidentally caused a spill of 3 million gallons of polluted mine waste into Colorado's Animas River in August of this year during what was supposed to be a cleanup effort, an epic fail with big consequences. But even before the spill, mines in Colorado and across the West were leaking toxic materials into thousands of mountain streams. From Colorado, reporter Stephanie Page Ogburn has more.
Kerber Creek runs through a wide valley below the spine of the Continental Divide, about a four-hour drive southeast of Denver. Carol Wagner and her husband moved here in 1986.
It's always been a cattle ranch with calves are born here.
There's views of 13,000-foot mountains, and the creek winds through the middle of the property. But when the Wagners first moved here, Kerber Creek had a problem.
Nothing could live in it. We didn't understand why in the beginning, and then it turned out that there had been a mine spill, and it had just destroyed everything.
Before that spill, the creek would have been jumping with trout and full of aquatic bugs. To understand what killed Kerber Creek, we need to drive 15 miles up a bumpy dirt road to the Bonanza Mining District.
You can start seeing the structure up there on the right.
Oh, whoa. That's big.
Several stories high.
Jason Willis works for Trout Unlimited on mine cleanups across Colorado. We climb up and around the Coco Mongo Mill and Mine.
It's a little steep.
It's all kinds of colors, orange and red and kind of a gray, white, brown. And there's just piles and piles of this waste all over the place. You can see it here. And then the creek just runs right through the middle of the valley.
Kind of sticks out like a sore thumb in between aspen trees and pine trees and grass up on the hill slope. If you could imagine, basically a football field filled with mill tailings.
You heard right. That pile of waste could fill an entire football field several stories high. And this spot is far from unique. The government estimates there are about 30,000 abandoned mines contaminating waterways across the West. Mines that extracted everything from gold and silver to uranium and lead. Cleaning them up is a huge job. So to get a better sense for how a cleanup works, we headed over to one that was recently finished.
This is what it looked like down below on Squirrel Creek.
Ugh, that looks nasty.
Indeed.
Laura Archuleta is showing me a picture of a mine cleanup in action at the Raleigh 12 mine tunnel. Archuleta works on cleanups for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
The very first time I was ever here in the late 1990s, that was a very huge holding pond for the water that was draining out of there, and then they would treat that before it would get released.
The water they were treating is acid mine drainage. As water runs over mine waste and tailings, it turns acidic and picks up heavy metals.
Lead, zinc, copper, cadmium, other things on that line, a lot of iron. And so when the chemistry happens, they can release those metals into the water and it flows downstream.
Downstream to Carol Wagner's ranch, 15 miles below. To plug the leak, cleanup workers had to partially rebuild the mine tunnel. Then it took hundreds of dump truck loads to remove the tons of mine waste at this site. But now, after years of work, there are signs of life.
Dandelions are actually a good indicator. I just saw a dandelion plant. Dandelions will not grow in metals-enriched soils.
The Raleigh 12 mine cleanup worked, and that's a good thing. Downstream is everything from potato fields to the Rio Grande River, flowing through cities like Albuquerque and El Paso, all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. But the mine cleanup cost millions of dollars, and finding funds is a big barrier to large-scale cleanups, says University of Colorado law professor Mark Squillaci. Right now, mines on public land pay no royalties to the government.
You could easily impose a fee on the tonnage that's produced from these mines in a way that would fund a program to reclaim hard rock mines.
Liability is another issue. Groups like Trout Unlimited often won't take on big cleanups because they fear being sued under the Clean Water Act. It would take a law change to ease that liability threat. Legislation to address these problems has been proposed, but has failed to pass so far. After the Raleigh 12 mine got cleaned up, Jason Willis and Trout Unlimited were finally able to begin work down at Kerber Creek at Carol Wagner's ranch. Beside the creek, an excavator is lifting giant boulders.
So what Mike's doing is he is installing a rock barb, which is a rock structure to help maintain the bank stability and the channel stability going around this bend.
The heavy equipment also tills in lime to neutralize the soil and compost to help plants grow. It's been 3 years so far, and Carol Wagner sees a huge difference.
Now there's trout living here in the creek, and a lot of wildlife are here. It's just changed everything.
You might be able to call the cleanup here a success story, but it's one that was 2 decades in the making. The work on the Wagner's ranch will cost millions of dollars and will take a few more years to complete. Multiply that by the tens of thousands of creeks like Kerber that need this kind of work, and you get the idea. Across the West, we'll be cleaning up our mining mess for years to come. For The Pulse, I'm Stephanie Page Ogburn.